and welcome back to another episode of the Career Confidence Podcast with myself, Georgie Hubbard. If you are brand new to this podcast, welcome. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I really hope that this episode and the other episodes that I recorded really does serve you. And if you're someone that tunes in every week, welcome back. It's amazing to have you here as always. Now, as you all know, I get a lot of inspiration for the solo cast from you. I get inspiration from listening to what my clients and candidates are saying, what my friends are saying, my family members are saying, the conversations I'm having throughout the week with people who are going for job interviews, from being in multiple different businesses every single week, like really sort of listening and tuning in and really trying to piece together, okay, what are some common threads that people are struggling with right now? Or what do people really need more help with? And I really like to take this sort of information and create episodes around it. And it was my birthday last week. And I did a post, you know, just put out there, happy 36th birthday. And I sort of put in the post a few lessons that I had learned. And it really did touch quite a few people. People reaching out to me saying, oh, that was, you know, I liked how you framed that out. And I felt the same way this year. So as soon as I know something has hit home for somebody in one of my posts or a messaging that I've put out, I know that I could probably go into a bit more depth. And this is why I record this podcast, because it enables me to really, I guess, think and speak at the same time of like why I posted that, why I feel like that's quite a big sort of thing that I'm going through in my life, and really work through it all with you, I guess, as well. So it was my birthday last week. I turned 36. And the post I wrote was that I'd had 36 laps around the sun. And a few people who have reached out to me and said they really liked that analogy. And it got me thinking about sort of, I guess, I posted it without sort of giving it too much thought. It's like another lap around the sun. But I thought, actually, maybe that is a really nice way of thinking about a birthday and thinking about a year. So I wanted to sort of talk more about that first and foremost. So the way I like to look at life now, and I definitely used to do this a couple of years back, but I read a book, I've spoken about this author before, Michael Singer. He wrote a book called Living Untethered. And one of the things that he said in his book was around, we're just doing laps around the sun. And when I heard that for the first time, it really did hit home, because it made me think about the short amount of time we actually get on this planet. And if you think about it, and I know this is quite morbid, but again, I think that there's a reason why death is our biggest teacher, because I think how I used to live my life was taking a lot of things for granted, not really getting clear on what I wanted to achieve, what experiences I wanted to have, what kind of person I wanted to be, how my life was growing, who I was becoming. And it really kind of made me think about life with a different perspective. This idea of we are here for such a short amount of time. And if we're lucky, we might have 90, 100, maybe hopefully more with all the modern advancements in science and technology. But we might get, say, 90 laps around the sun. How do we want to spend those laps? Do we want to be spending those laps complaining, comparing, moaning, criticizing, doing things that we hate, and going into jobs that give us zero fulfillment and joy? Like, when you actually look at life through that lens, it's quite a big wake-up call. So now I sit down at the every birthday and I think, right, I've just done another lap around the sun. What have I learnt in that lap? Who have I become? Where are my relationships? Where is my health? Have I made improvements, or are there areas that need my attention? And I do this every single birthday. So I reflect and I sit down and I look at my sort of key areas, because I think another thing I used to do was just focus on one area, which was just business or career or finance, right? Like, that was probably where I would focus most of my energy. And now I sit down and I go, right, where's my health at? On a scale of 0 to 10, where did I rate my health the last lap of the sun? Well, I would say actually my health is probably about an 8 to 9. I really do prioritize that. I eat very healthily. I exercise every day. I would say that's at a 9, actually. I'm going to put my health at a 9. So this next lap of the sun, I want to maintain that. You know, how could I get that to a 10? What could I do? What sort of micro changes could I make to my health, to my exercise, to my eating that would actually make that into a 10? Right, let's write that down. The second one I think about is my relationships. Okay, where is my relationship with my team at? Okay, maybe I've neglected that a little bit this year because I've been really focused on driving new business. So actually, that's an area that I really want to focus on. So I'm going to put that at about maybe a 7, right? Like, I haven't neglected it completely. I've still been showing up in all the team meetings. I've still been, you know, doing the team building stuff, but maybe I haven't been as present as what I would have liked to have been. So where do I want that to be this time next year? Well, I want to get that to an 8 or above. Okay, cool. So what would I need to do to make that possible, right? What were the things that I would need to sit with to make that happen? Cool. Let's write that down and get really clear on what would that look like. So I've got my health, my relationships, then I've got my finance. Now that's going to be in there. Money, of course, is important. It's how we, you know, how we pay for things. It's how we live. Okay. So where am I finance at? I would probably say that's maybe around a 7. You know, I feel like I've made progress in that area, but you know, I'm not quite where I want to be. I'm not quite at the position that I want to be financially. Right. Let's make a goal of that. I want to get that to an 8 next year, right? Because yes, I want to improve my finance, but also not at the cost of anything else, right? So if I can move the dial on that slightly, that's a really good thing. Then where's my business at / career, right? Scale of 0 to 10, where is my career and business at? I'm going to say that's probably about a 6 to 7, right? I'd probably say that it's been a really quite a tough year for business. I've really had to work very hard. I've been definitely putting a lot of energy and effort into that this year, but it's probably not quite where I want it to be just yet. I've definitely made some good strides. I'm definitely proud of the progress that I've made this year. But again, not quite where I want to be in the business and my career right now. Right, I want to get that to an 8 this year. Okay, that's going to need a bit more focus and my attention. So I'm going to make sure that that becomes a priority. But again, not at the cost of these other really important pillars. The next one is growth. I would say I've done a lot of growth this year. So I'm going to say that's probably at about an 8/9. I have read multiple books this year. I've listened to some amazing podcasts this year. I've got a coach this year. I definitely feel like I've invested a lot into my growth this year. So that's been an 8 to 9. And I know that when I invest in my growth, all the other areas up level as well. Because if I'm constantly trying to get that 1% better every day, that then filters down into other areas. So I don't want to neglect my growth. So that's something that's really important to me. Constantly learning, constantly thinking, where are my gaps? Where do I need to work on? Looking at the trends and the patterns, what's coming? Okay, where do I need to allocate some time to learn more about those things? Okay, I need to probably look a bit more into like marketing and how we can really be utilizing the podcast more. So all of these things are going to be a big focus of mine. We're going to be launching a mentorship program this year. Okay, that requires some of my time. So growth is really, really important, a big value of mine. But I'd say it's probably about an 8. How can I get that to a 10? Because I know that if I focus on that, other areas of my life will improve dramatically as well. And the final thing is fun and experiences. The last year, if I reflect, I have done some amazing things. I've traveled around Tasmania for 2 weeks. I went back to the UK to see my family. I had my mum out here for 6 weeks over Christmas. So I think, yeah, there's been some fantastic experiences. There's been lots of fun. So I'd probably say that that's probably been about an 8 as well. So overall, I feel like the last 12 months have been pretty good, right? Like I've invested quite a lot of time over the years to get to this point. And that's the other thing that I guess I wanted to sort of pause and say is that it was interesting. I was having a conversation this morning. I went to grab a coffee down the front and I bumped into a gentleman that I know, and he had a business, sold a business, And we were sort of talking about it, and he was saying, like, we're having a moment of gratitude, just saying like, oh, you know, it's midweek and here we are looking at the ocean, grabbing a coffee. And I came away from that conversation, but I thought that hasn't just happened, right? And that's the reason why now on a midweek, on a Wednesday, I'm able to go down and see the ocean, grab a coffee, is because 10 years ago, I got pretty clear on how I wanted my life to look and really sat down at the start of every birthday going into the next year of like, okay, where am I going? How am I going to get there? And what needs to happen this year to make that progress? So I think this is why at birthdays, especially when you are, when you've had another lap around the sun, it is really important to reflect and think, where am I right now? And then once you've kind of done a bit of a debrief and you've really sat and thought about those key areas of your life and really defined, okay, and been honest with yourself, oh, maybe that, maybe I've neglected that, or maybe that's not where I want to be. Then it's thinking, okay, that's where I'm at, but I also do have the power to change that. So where do I want to be this time next year? What does a phenomenal year look like? What do I want to achieve? What do I need to let go of? What are the things that would really improve my life? What things that I have I been putting off? What's the thing that I want to start but I haven't yet? Like, it's such a good time to really just sit down with yourself and think about these questions. And look, of course, it doesn't need to be a birthday. It could be right now. Don't wait until, you know, you've got your birthday coming up. Use this as an opportunity right now. If you're not where you want to be and you don't have a clear path of how you think you can get somewhere, well, then take action today. Don't wait until it's a birthday. Really sit down and ask yourself, what would a great life look like? If this time next year, where would I like to be? And what needs to happen in order for me to get to that point, and really break it down. But I think looking at your sort of your goals and reflecting and really thinking about these key areas of your life is a really good way of breaking it all down. Because I guess what we don't want to do is get to the end of our life or achieve a goal, and then we've neglected everything else that we realize is also as important. And that's why now I do look at life from these different areas, you know, relationships, health, growth, fun, experience, career/business, and finance. Like, all of these areas of my life are important. They do deserve equal amounts of my time. Now, I also, on top of all of this as well, do really appreciate seasons of life. And I think that if I'm honest with myself, I'm now in a season really of growth. I'm in a season of building. I'm in a season of getting myself really set up for the next decade. That's where I'm at in my season. So I am in a season of work, but that doesn't mean that I don't have fun. It doesn't mean that I neglect my health. It doesn't mean that I neglect my relationships. I still absolutely make time for those things, but I also appreciate that this is a season that I'm in right now. And I think looking at life this way as well gives us, again, a different perspective, because you might be in a season of life now where your foot is off the pedal, and that is totally okay. Honor that season. You might be a brand new mum and you're in a season of life where you're prioritizing your family. And work isn't a priority for you right now. That's amazing. Honor that season, right? Like, you know, that is something to be really aware of as well. Because I know for me in the past, I've been in a season of rest and recharge. And I've still been trying to push myself to do more work and hustle and grind, when actually, if I'm really honest with myself, I was actually in a season of just rest and recharge. So I look at that season when I was traveling down the East Coast in Eddy, our Sprinter van. That was 6 months that I really did sort of take off from. I was doing sort of, you know, bits and bobs for the business, but not a lot for the business, if, you know, if I'm completely honest, because that was a season for me where I just needed to actually rest and recharge. I had literally worked nonstop from the second I arrived in Australia. At that point, it had been 10 years prior with a rucksack. And worked extremely hard to get to that point. So when I was in the van traveling, I really honored that season. And that season was more about fun, experience, travel, and making memories, resting, recharging, rediscovering who I was and reconnecting to myself. And I honored that season. And because I honored that season of my life, I loved that season of life. And then it was a great season, but it was a short season because I am somebody that really does actually love to work and loves that feeling of growth and progress and really enjoy what I do. But giving myself that time and honoring that time then enabled me to come back into business and this next season of life where it's going to be more work and more career and more that sort of way inclined, but with a different perspective, with like this fresh, energized way of thinking and feeling, as opposed to just, you know, going through the motions. And, you know, there's a reason why there's seasons in life. You know, we got winter, we get spring, we get summer, we get autumn, and you can see it. It's just nature is all around us. Like everything has a season. And I think as human beings, we have that as well. And we need to honor that as well. And I'm very grateful that I had the opportunity to honor it. And I think that's one good thing that actually did come out of COVID is that a lot of us got to sit down probably for the first time and ask ourselves some pretty big questions of what actually do I want? Is this job serving me? Is this life what I want to live? And I think a lot of us really had time to, for the first time in a long time, pause and self-reflect. And I think it's making sure that we haven't lost that as well, that we're still constantly checking in with ourselves and asking ourselves, am I on the right path? Am I prioritizing the things that I think are important to me? What season of life am I in right now? Okay, cool. Well, if I'm in a season of growth and repair, then maybe I need to make sure that I'm not taking on too much stuff at work and making sure that I'm, you know, having boundaries when I get home so I can actually spend time with my family, right? So it's being very aware of where we're at. But yeah, like I said, it was my birthday last week and it was another lap around the sun. And it's going to be another lap around the sun this coming year now. And I'm really excited for this next year. And I think that the older I get as well, the more I do learn about myself, the more sure of myself I become, the more, I guess, confident I've become. But I think that's also coming from wisdom and knowledge and constantly learning and growing about, you know, learning about myself, learning about others, learning about just, I guess, life in general and reading all of these books by very intelligent people that are far more intelligent than I am and learning from them as well. But look, that is today's episode. I'm going to pause there, but I think that just from the feedback I got from that post, I wanted to give you this analogy of the way I like to think about life, birthdays. We're all here having laps around the sun. And I don't know about you, but I want to enjoy every single lap. I want to sit back and think, what have I learned this year? What do I need to let go of this year? What's no longer serving me? And where do I want to be this time next year? But like I said, if it's not your birthday for a while, do not wait for a birthday. You can do this right here and right now, today, and ask yourself these very questions because life is short and it's so precious. And let's make sure that we are living it fully. So that is today's episode. I hope that you enjoyed it and got something from today. And reach out to me. Let me know. I love hearing from you and have an amazing week. And I'll speak to you soon. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you've got this far, that honestly means the world to me and lets me know that you've got a lot of value from today's episode. So if I could just ask you to do one thing, pull out your phone and please leave a quick review. It honestly would mean the world to me. It will help this podcast grow and get our message out there to more people. So if you could do that for me, that would be amazing. And please reach out and just let me know what you want to hear more about, what you're interested in. It will just also help me make sure that I'm continuing to speak to topics that are relevant and also find guests that are real true experts in what you want to know more about. So have an amazing day. Thank you so much for doing that. And I can't wait to share the next episode with you.